You're listening to the Visionary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Riedel. Each week, I'll bring you conversations with the most visionary humans on this earth in hopes that you'll be able to absorb their wisdom, avoid their failures, and feel less alone on the roller coaster ride that is entrepreneurship. This season, I'll be chatting with creative thinkers, masterful marketers, brick and mortar shop owners, brand builders, and people just like you who have a story to share or a vision that inspires. If I can share one quick secret with you before we get into the episode, it's that we all have a little bit of visionary inside of us. You know, that spark that nudges us to pursue our full potential in this lifetime. But perhaps somewhere along the line, it got covered up. I'm here to tell you that it's never too late to explore that inner voice and access the brilliance deep down inside of you. It's in you. It's in all of us. Let's dive in. Visionaries, I actually have the most exciting invite for you. If you're listening to this before Wednesday, May 15th, I want to invite you to attend a virtual lakeside chat with Melissa Ramos, today's guest. So she's going to be sharing the secrets of online success, how to stay creative, lessons learned from 10 years of running her online wellness business, how to master Instagram marketing. Melissa is actually a genius when it comes to creating reels that resonate with her dream clients, then you want to be at this session. So you can just DM me on Instagram. I'm at Kelsey Riedel, or send me an email, hello@kelseyriedel.com. Do it right away because this session is free. It's on Wednesday, May 15th, and Melissa Ramos is coming to hang out with us for an hour. It's virtual. I'll send you the Zoom link when you sign up. And this is such a wonderful chance to go a little bit deeper on this episode and to pick Melissa's brain. She doesn't do this very often, so this is super special. So if you're interested, send me a DM on Instagram at Kelsey Riedel. Just send me the word Melissa and I'll know exactly what you're looking to attend, or email me hello@kelseyriedel.com. And I can't wait to see you for this lakeside chat with Melissa Ramos. Hey, visionaries, welcome back to the show. This is one of those episodes where there is zero plan. Pretty much zero plan, we'll say. And I just want to get on the mic, chat with you guys, and let you in on what's been going on behind the scenes. These are my favorite episodes to listen to as a podcast listener. I love when people just riff, and it's kind of less of like the interviewee format and more of like, this is the real talk between me and my besties, or this is a solo ep where I'm just going to fill you in on what's been happening behind the scenes. And that's where we're going to go today. So if that interests you, here we are. And I was just chatting with my neighbor actually, and he's actually going through some house renovations. And we were talking about a door that they had put into their basement. And he's like, you know what? It's not perfect. It's not the door that we want there long term. But he's like, perfection is not the goal. And I thought, you know what? That's a great reminder for me right now, but also in this season of life, it's like, get the door in. And then if you want to seal it better down the line, if you want to upgrade to something that's a little prettier down the line, then you can do that. But to get the foundation in, to just get a door in the door frame is super important. And again, perfection is not the goal. So here I am showing up very imperfectly. You know, I've talked to you guys so many times about how I would love to be a YouTuber. I love watching YouTube. I probably follow like 4 or 5 channels pretty closely. When I have 30 minutes to myself in the evenings, if I'm laying in bed and Dave's doing something else, I do love to flip open my laptop and catch up on YouTube. That's my version of TV because I'm not a huge TV or movie watcher. Fun fact about me. Actually, it's like the most embarrassing fact, especially if you love movies, but I've probably watched about 5 full movies in my entire lifetime. I've never been able to sit down and concentrate long enough or enjoyed sitting still. And my mom always told me I had ants in my pants. And case in point, if a TV show is longer than 30 minutes, and if a movie comes out and it's longer than 30 minutes, which they all are, I can't do it. I get so bored. My mind goes in a million different places and I don't know what that tendency is. I wish I could sit down and enjoy movie theater, but I would rather just sleep or go do the dishes or something. Oh gosh. Anyways, my brain. Speaking of my brain, Obviously, you guys know I became a mama 4 months ago. Actually, my son, Freddie, is 4 months old today because it's April 25th at the time of recording this, and he was born on December 25th. So officially 4 months, officially one third into his first year of life, which is absolutely wild. And I feel so lucky because he's been such an amazing baby, such a great sleeper, great eater. He makes us laugh every single day. And I personally am enjoying this season of life more than any other chapter of life. And I just am so grateful every day that I get to be his mama and that Dave and I get to do this together and that it has only made our relationship better, which is crazy. Like, you'd think adding a kid into the mix, and I know people listen and they'll say, you just wait until you just, but people said that when we were bringing Freddie into the world, oh, well, it's only downhill from here and la la la, you won't sleep. I had messages from people saying, prepare for pure exhaustion and all this stuff. And what you realize is they're projecting their experience on you, which is totally okay because everybody's entitled to their experience. But I don't know. I just think it's important to like really sink into this is your experience. It could be completely different than everyone else. And, you know, for me, I decided to go back to work after about a month. I started taking clients when Freddie was about a month old. And so anyways, I'm back to work. I'm working about 15 hours a week. Do I feel mom guilt? Yes, I do. Do I feel weird that my aunts and my cousins are coming over, my mother-in-law, to help out while I go to the basement and talk about marketing? Of course I do. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I don't know that I'm making the right decision. But then 99% of me is like, I love my work, and stepping away for 3 hours means that when I am back with Freddie, I feel very in it. Like, I want to be present with him versus trying to do all the things and be distracted. So I feel really good about my decision to be back part-time, especially because I can work from home. I feel like that is the perfect balance for me, that I can run upstairs or be really close. Although, of course, I miss him. And of course, I feel that little bit of sadness that I'm calling family over to hang out and I'm not there to hang out. So I'm sure some of you have gone through this, and if you have, send me a message. But I'd say overall, like, I'm feeling so clear and so in my power and so confident as a mama. I don't know if becoming a parent just does that to you. Like, you become so specific with your time and your decisions. And when things are not a hell yes, it is kind of a no. Even Dave was saying to me the other day, oh, like, I got asked to do this thing with this group of people, and I could just tell. I was like, that's not a hell yeah for you because it's pulling you away from me and Freddie. And he was like, you're right. Like, I don't want to be there at all. And I'm like, you have such limited time being out of the house, working a full-time job and commuting each way. The last thing you need to do is make these half-assed decisions. And so we kind of become, or both of us in our case, have become just a little more confident in our nose or confident in letting people down. But in that too, I also feel like I've just become a more confident person. For example, today I was at the orthodontist and I thought I had booked myself an appointment to get my permanent wire glued on, because last time I went to the dentist, she did the scraping thing and I got the whole like checkup and that was all well and good. But then I left and my wire was like really sharp, and this is the wire that they put on after a retainer. And so I left, and then a couple weeks later, I'm like, oh my God, I've cut my tongue on this wire multiple times. It's really sharp, really pointy ever since I got my cleaning at the dentist. So I called back and I was like, hey, I think I need to see your orthodontist or someone to re-glue this wire. And so they're like, yeah, we'll book you in for April 25th at 9:30 a.m. All good. So I go this morning, and they're like, welcome to your consultation, da da da. Like, this is just to chat about our plan of action. And I'm like, plan of action? Like, I just need you to like dab a little bit of glue on and get me out of here. And I'm with Freddie, so I've like, you know, brought my little babe to the dentist. And they're like, oh, no, sorry, this is just a chat. And by the way, there's gonna be a $60 charge for this. And I was like, okay, like, I understand a fee for a consultation, no problem. But like, I know what the problem is, and I don't want to sound so assertive because it's not like I'm more knowledgeable than the orthodontist, but I just need you to re-glue the wire. This has happened to me before. And then they're kind of going on and on. Well, we don't know, and we're not sure. This is just a chat. And I felt like in that moment, I was like, I could just say it's all good, but I've gotten myself here. I have my baby here who's only going to last another half an hour before, obviously, he needs attention. And I'm like, no, we need to do this now because I've already waited. They had to book me out like a month and a half in advance for this consultation. All this to say, I was just like, no, I need to speak my mind and be like, can you just bring in the orthodontist and like, do you have any time to do it today? And they're like, oh, well, we'll see. And I'm just being very kind. And eventually they're like, yeah, okay, so we're not going to charge you for the consultation and we can do it in 45 minutes. And I was like, okay, that's what I thought was going to happen. But I feel like the previous version of me might have been like, okay, let's just go with whatever they're saying. But anyways, being decisive is definitely something I've learned. Being in that hell yeah energy, and if things are not a hell yeah, you won't see me there. And just like keeping my brain as sharp as possible. But I guess like all that being said, I also feel like motherhood changes your brain. Someone said like the gray matter in your brain actually shifts. So much as I'm trying to get outside every day, do things for my mental health, eat really well, take my supplements, drink water, like really just stay in tune with things because I know this season is very demanding. And especially working on top of that is like a whole other thing. But I'll have these reminders every once in a while of like, oh yeah, like you're balancing a lot. So I was at the grocery store the other day, and you know when you like are pretty much done your shop and then you decide to just run back into an aisle. So I left my cart at the end of an aisle and I ran in. I think I was getting coconut sugar and something else from the baking aisle. And so I run and grab what I need and I'm kind of like looking for, oh, I was looking for almond flour and I couldn't find it. And I was there for a few minutes looking at the shelf and I was like, okay, they just don't have it. So I had the coconut sugar in my hand and I like walked back to my cart and put it there. And then I got distracted. I was looking at the spices and I knew I needed kosher salt for my baking. And so I'm like getting the kosher salt and then I turn around and put it in the cart. And then I kind of like look up, grab the cart and start walking it away. And then all of a sudden I like look back because I feel a man watching me and he's like, are you going to take that? And I was already pushing it down the aisle and I was like, what? Like, this is my stuff. And I look down and there's a few items in the cart. I had 100 items in my cart. This guy had like 4. None of them are mine. Like, they're things that I'm like, wait, I don't know that this is. I had been loading his cart and then I pushed his cart away. And he just stood there kind of looking like, what are you doing? But I was so just in the zone, like just populating my cart, trying to be super mom doing her grocery shop. And yeah, then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm completely out of it right now. And we had a good laugh and I gave him his cart back. So anyways, that's how I'm doing. That's how things are going. You know, it's just funny. I feel like when you're open to real life experiences, you're gonna just like get all sorts of fun and ridiculousness out of life. Like every time I leave the house these days, I feel like there's a story to tell. So last week, most days I go on a hike. Right now I'm not hiking because I effed up my back, but that's a story for another day. But usually I would strap Freddie onto my chest in the Ergo Baby and I'd grab Abby and then I start doing my 1 hour loop around the neighbor or around the, I go up the hill and then I go into the bush behind my house. So last week I meet this guy named Clarence and I forget how we started chatting. He just like was the cutest little 90-year-old walking down the hill. And we stopped. It was a beautiful sunny day and we start chatting. I chatted with Clarence for about 25 minutes before I was like, okay, like I really got to go. But I truly think I learned more from Clarence in a 25-minute conversation than I've learned from anyone in a long time. So I get chatting with this guy. He's grown up in Paris. He's got 4 kids and he tells me all about them. And he starts dropping these like incredible nuggets. Like, number one, he's like, I've always loved traveling, and I travel all over the world, and seeing the world is like so expansive. And I'm like, okay, there's a golden nugget. He goes on to talk about how every single morning he wakes up and he lives up the hill, and his wife of like 55 years or something like that, 60 years, is in the retirement home. And he goes on to say that every single morning he walks 1 hour to go see her at the retirement home. And then from the retirement home, he'll go walk to Tim Hortons, which is another 20 minutes away. And then he walks 1 hour and 20 minutes to get home. That's his morning adventure. I don't know if this guy sleeps. So he's already walked about over 2.5 hours at this point. And then in the afternoon, he walks 30 minutes to get to the LCBO, goes and gets himself a beer, and then walks 30 minutes back to his house at the top of the hill. So I'm like, okay, there's a golden nugget. This guy is walking probably minimum 3 to 4 hours a day. Side note, I bumped into him again today, and we just like chatted and we're laughing, and he's like, I'm going to stop by for a beer sometime. I think one of the other lessons I learned is like, you're never too old to just like grab a Coors Light from the LCBO and go sit and enjoy really good conversation with people who live in your community. I mean, what else did we talk about? He used to volunteer for Meals on Wheels. So I was like, oh, the importance of volunteering, the love he had for his wife, and the fact that he goes and spends time with her every single day at the retirement home. I don't know. This guy was just an absolute legend. And then when I bumped into him today, it was just like, he feels like a close friend now. He's like, oh, I remember I bumped into you. He's like, I walked by your house the other day. I was going to knock, but I didn't know if you'd want to talk to me, and all this stuff. And he's recapping. And one thing that I really notice about Clarence is he always says, look around us. We are so lucky. Look, how grateful are we to live in this town? How lucky. Oh my gosh, you have a nice dog. You have a nice son. We are so lucky. He's like, and then he always says, I have lived a great life. I have lived a really great life. I am very, like, he's just living in the positive. And he is constantly looking around him and just saying, look at what we have. There's nature, there's sunshine, there's a river, and we've got good conversation here. So shout out to Clarence, my new friend. I absolutely love his vibe. He is the cutest, has like the sweetest little pair of dentures in, and is just such a firecracker. And I love the fact that he's just like walking up hills all day. It's inspiring. Speaking of inspiring, I also want to recap something that happened last Friday. So on April 19th, Emily and I actually hosted a really fun in-person meetup in Puslinch Lake, Ontario. So Emily and I, we run the Wave Mastermind together. Side note, if you're interested in trying us out, send me a DM with the word mastermind. We run this mastermind, and it is all about getting female entrepreneurs together who are committed and driven and just value growth, but also value their health and well-being, and who aren't afraid to slip out to a yoga class while also reaching for a $500,000 launch goal, who want to bake their sourdough and be in the kitchen with their kids, but also step into podcast recording mode and create content and just kick ass in the business world as well. And so we decided to invite 13 women to a little market where there's amazing coffee and super high quality food and just like the cutest atmosphere. And we hosted a meetup. So we put the invite out there, we hand selected these people, and everyone was kind of in the service industry business. We had naturopathic doctors, we had psychotherapists, we had a real estate agent there, we had a lawyer there, we had an app developer there, we had a holistic health coach there, we had a beekeeper there, we had a photographer there, we had a Google Ads specialist there. You know, you name it, we had a lot of different amazing, amazing women there. And it's so funny because I was chatting with one of the attendees, Lisa. Shout out to you, Lisa. And we were saying, oh my gosh, like we woke up this morning and one of our first thoughts was like, oh, I don't feel like socializing today. And oh, like think of all the work it's going to take to, you know, get to this event. And for me and Emily, it was like organizing and making sure, you know, everything's set up and we have the right print materials and we've got a plan for the day. And for the attendees, I know some of us were laughing of like, oh, I have to go meet people. I have to go to this cute little market. And it would be easier to just stay at home, right? And it's just so funny how our brains can sabotage us. Like, at the end of this 2-hour event, people were glowing and glistening. It was like the most incredibly powerful 2 hours that I've had in months. Like the atmosphere, the good food, the connection. We hosted such a fun event. Like we had mix and mingle time initially. Everyone grabbed coffees and kombuchas and whatever they wanted, hot tea. And then we started with like an opening question and everyone got to introduce themselves and we were all just like loving on each other and saying, oh my God, I have clients for you. And then we actually did some deep dives where people presented a current challenge that they were working on in their business and just masterminded and brainstormed and shared resources. And then at the end, it was like, oh my God, we all need to connect on Instagram. So we created an Instagram group. And the cool thing was everyone was from probably an hour radius within the market. And it makes me realize there are so many types of ways to build community. And I don't mean build community as in like find clients, because Emily and I did this because we truly see the magic in getting women together. Period, full stop, that's it. I've been hosting retreats and workshops for the last 6 years, 7 years. And even before that, like I hosted spin classes and I used to teach goal setting and vision boarding workshops in Toronto. And that has always filled a spot in my heart. And I know that it is part of my purpose here is to gather people together and to not be afraid to be the one to put the invite out there. Like last year at this time, I think it was May 4th, I said, hey, community, if anyone wants, let's meet up at this restaurant in Hamilton, Ontario, and I'm going to buy lunch for everybody and let's just gather and chat about our goals and what we're up to and do some fun activities together because we're like-minded, we're entrepreneurs, we're all going through the same thing and it's really powerful to get us all in one room. So that's what we did at Little Lake Market. And I must say it was so freaking awesome. And they say that if you can't find what you seek in this world to create it, for me, I don't seek traditional networking events. I seek these cozy meetups where there's a good vibe. It's at a cool venue where I can get myself a really nice latte with almond milk. And that's exactly what we did. And so there'll definitely be a lot more of those coming up. We might do 2 or 3 every year. So if you are interested in attending one, these are in Puss Lynch Lake or Cambridge, Galt, Ontario. So if you're anywhere near that and you would like to come to the next one because you're curious, what is this whole community that Kelsey and Emily are creating, what is Wave, the mastermind, all that, just DM me the word meetup and I will send you the date of our next one. We actually have 2 more dates coming up in 2024. So that was really fun. And it just reminded me of how powerful it is to gather in person. And actually there's 2 books I would recommend if you're somebody who loves thinking about the art of gathering. I know for me, I've always loved hosting parties. Like even when I was planning my wedding, people would say, aren't you stressed out? And I'm like, no, this is like a dream come true for me. I love planning. I love thinking about what's the food? What's the atmosphere? Do I need signage? What table should I put people at? Like I find that very joyful. And so 2 books that have helped me to further expand on that that passion are, number one, a book called The 2-Hour Cocktail Party by Nick Gray. And the other one is called Gather. And I believe her name, the author is Priya Parker. Don't quote me on that, but I believe her name is Priya. And both of those books are just helpful in how do you create meaningful and memorable gatherings. So that's that. Aside from that, you know what? I don't know where this update is going, but life has been pretty good. I'm on a slow week because I take clients on alternating weeks for the most part. So next week I'm seeing all 10 of my private clients. And then this week has been a little more mellow, which is really cool. I had Wave, our mastermind, on Wednesday, our weekly Wednesday crew. And so that has meant there's been lots of time for meandering walks because I hurt my back, I'm not using the carrier, which means I can't go hiking. So I've been doing a lot of stroller walks with Freddie and with Abby. And I've been enjoying it. I've been like admiring old homes in my town. I'm walking up all the quirky streets where it is like the complete opposite of a cookie cutter neighborhood. And some of these homes are heritage. They're over 100 years old. They have the weirdest lots. And I love just walking by really slowly. I think hurting your back makes you slow down. And I feel like there's a deeper meaning to why I pulled my back muscle. And the meaning is, Kelsey, you need to slow down. You need to remind yourself that, like, just because you're 4 months into motherhood doesn't mean you need to be 100% back to the pace of life before having Freddie. So anyways, here I am, still trying to get out for walks because I can't sit still and I don't want to sit still, but I'm doing like light stroller walks where I'm literally walking at snail pace and I'm actually just stopping to talk with everybody. So I saw this couple and they were unloading groceries on this gorgeous, gorgeous street in the town where I live, and they were not interested in necessarily chatting with me, but I decided to stop and take it upon myself to just ask them a question about their house. And then we got chatting, and then their dog ran out, and their dog's name was Gordon, and Gordon's the name of my grandpa and also the name of one of my nephews. And so we got chatting about that, and then I was talking to them about Freddie, and then we were talking about how this town is changing. And I always love hearing the perspectives of people who have grown up in this small town and it's growing and what do they think. And I don't know, it was just a very pleasant conversation. And then I kept on meandering and I ended up bumping into Clarence, which was really awesome. And I just listen to podcasts and I think, and I, if Freddie's awake, I just kind of like stare at him and make him laugh. And today I listened to a new podcast actually called Business Untitled, and they had an episode with John Foley, who I admire. He's the founder of Peloton, and he kind of just shared a little bit more about his journey. And I'll link that episode in the show notes if that sounds interesting to you. So that's it for today. That's my meandering update on what's been going on, the imperfect episode where there was no plan, but hopefully this gives you a little insight into what I've been up to. I've been, I guess, a bit more disenchanted with social media lately, so I might be showing up less there, but more here on the podcast. So be sure you're subscribed. Be sure you are letting me know if there's something you want me to talk about, something of interest. We've got some interviews coming up, and I'll keep doing solo shows. So hope you guys have a visionary day, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Visionary Life. I love bringing you these conversations on a weekly basis, so it would mean so much to me if you could help me out by rating and reviewing the show on either iTunes or Spotify. It just takes a second. And if you don't want to rate the show, you could also just take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your social media platform of choice, tagging me at Kelsey Rydell. I'll catch you in the next episode. Or even thousands of dollars. So that stops here. When you hire me as a business and marketing coach, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you to identify new income opportunities to optimize your lead generation, both online and offline, and to accomplish more than you ever thought possible by joining my project management software and having me tell you exactly what you need to do to grow your business. In our time together, we will cover your social media marketing plan, your search engine optimization or SEO, and how to rank on Google. We're going to talk about activating strategic partnerships where there could be hundreds and thousands of dollars waiting for you, all so that you can grow your business this year. So right now we have start dates available for March and April of 2024. These are going to fill up fast, so make sure you drop your name on our wait list. Just head to kelseyrydell.com/private coaching for details. And if you want some insight into what's happening when people hire me as their marketing coach, Emily Fraser signed 6 new clients in 1 day. Barb just finished a $20,000 launch, where previously she was making about $500 to $1,000 per month. And Christina landed a $100,000 consulting gig using my one marketing strategy. Yes, that's a six-figure deal with one client. So head to kelseyreidel.com/private coaching. So many of us, it's because of that freedom that it can bring and the joy of helping our clients and our customers transform their lives. But then we get bogged down with things like too much responsibility, decision paralysis, feeling so alone and like we're doing this by ourselves. And what's worse is that we can see everything we desire and we just don't know how to get to that next level. So what if there was a space where you could actually come on a weekly basis to enrich your business, to hang around other impact-driven and health and lifestyle anchored entrepreneurs and people who have shared values and really big visions like you do? My co-host Emily Elliott and I run an exclusive mastermind for high-performing female entrepreneurs. We are almost full, but we are accepting a few new members, so you can head over to kelseyreidel.com/mastermind if you've been looking for a community and a group of women just like you. This is a space that focuses on individual and shared success. We celebrate each other, we hold space for each other, we coach each other, and Emily and I lead you through trainings and we bring forward guest experts on the topic of luck, on money mindset, on things you can do to improve your sales conversions, and so much more. Our group meets at the same time each week, every single Wednesday, and each month we set our focus around key areas so that you can become the most resilient, motivated, and healthy entrepreneur possible. So we have strategy time, implementation time, but we also talk about relationships, mental agility, adventurous marketing, boosting conversions, etc. Again, this is an exclusive space for high-performing female entrepreneurs, so head over to kelseyreidel.com/mastermind to apply. You can see pricing, what it looks like to join, who's in the room with us, and we definitely only have a few spots, so if you want to slide in, we would love to see your application come through.